Welcome back. Final segment tonight of this special edition of Who's Talking in advance of the NCAA tournament game. Virginia plays tonight. Not that our listeners don't know this, but at approximately 9:25, I would think on our sister station, WRVA, Dave Kane and Ted Jeffries will start that pregame show maybe around, I don't know if they're just doing a half-hour side, but certainly around 9 o'clock you can tune in to WRVA if you want to catch the game on radio. And obviously, I think the game itself tonight, I should know this, I don't know if it's on TBS. I think it's on TBS, one of the four networks that cover the NCAA tournament. Terry, you know, one other game of local interest tonight, VCU and Stephen F. Austin. A lot of people around here don't know much about Stephen F. Austin. How competitive do you expect that game to be?
I think very, you know, because it's VCU has functioned very, very well being the hunter. So now they're kind of being the hunted. I heard that earlier today. I'll steal that. But, you know, it's if you think you have the right to play on Sunday by showing up, and, you know, it's all about their defense, and at times their defense, you know, it kind of muddles through and you get good shots against it. And there are times they have those 8-0 runs that, you know, buries you. But I've seen, you know, I happened to go to the St. Bonaventure game here in town. And, you know, St. Bonaventure was out of the game, and all of a sudden it's a 6-point game, and then a 10-0 run, it's over. But I think Stephen F. Austin is got, you know, they're happy to be there. They're going to prove you're going to have to knock us out of this tournament. And that's what VCU used to do. So it's going to be an interesting game. And, you know, they're down one player, so that hurts them a little bit. But it's a little different. It's a little different atmosphere now for them because they're higher up on the scale, and now they're supposed to win versus, you know, shocking people. And we'll see.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners, particularly Virginia fans, are going to recognize that voice as that of Terry Gates. I should have referenced you when we came back from the break, and we're really grateful that Terry was able to come into the studio tonight to help us out while Frank is down on site at the PNC Arena, and he called in earlier in the show. All right, a couple minutes left. Let's assume that Virginia does win the game tonight. We play Sunday against Memphis or GW. What do you expect on Sunday?
A tougher battle, obviously, because you've got two teams. They're kind of, you know, 8-9. It means they finish in the top half, the middle third of their league. And, you know, they've won. They've won in that building. And they want to be in that 16. And they see Virginia. You see a team that averages, you know, 60 points a game. And you don't see a team with a guy averaging 18. Who do you guard? And you send her,
They think they can win that game.
And that's one of the earlier caller. Why is Virginia not getting in any credit? It's because when you watch them play, if you're not a real basketball fan, if you don't like defense, you can say, well, these guys aren't that good. But then, you know, they go 4 or 5 minutes without scoring, but they're still ahead. So it's something you have to appreciate. And I think, you know, once it's 32 teams at midnight tonight, right? 32 teams. And then, hey, at that point,
24 to 16 over the weekend. So yeah. I mean, that's the amazing thing about that first 4 days of competition. You go from 64 to 16 pretty quick.
Yeah.
And being in that final 16 would be special, and I know a lot of Wahoo fans are looking forward to that. So we really, Terry, we thank you for coming in tonight and sharing your expertise in that regard. And
happy to be here.
Hopefully we'll be talking more basketball on Monday night and maybe even the Monday after that.
They can do it. You know, a good start tonight, I think it means a good start on Sunday. And once you get in the final 16, anything can happen, and you should be there. You have the right to be there. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it's a crapshoot from that point on. Anyway, go Hoos tonight. Watch and listen to the broadcast. We'll be back 6 o'clock Monday night with another edition of Who's Talking. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910, Richmond Sports Station. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan, CapTech Consulting, Stauer, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Kelleher Heating and Air, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, Hiltrup Moving and Storage, and La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel. Get the podcast of this show at SportsRadio910.com.